You don't have to play to be in the competitive spirit. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Raghabendra Casey, assistant professor of business at Rollins College, explores why knowing about a competition could change your behavior, even if you don't partake.
Does your competitive spirit encourage you to grab every opportunity to win? Or do you steer away from competition, letting others fight it out? It turns out that it may not matter. It is understood that competitive behavior is a manifestation of social comparison, the tendency to self-evaluate by comparing yourself to others. Research carried out to date has focused on human behavior behind social comparison and has focused on groups and social situations that are knowingly in competition. But what happens when we look at the impact competitions have on non-competitors, people who are not participating in the competition but are aware of it? It is feasible that the mere presence of competition, whether in a social or professional context, will have an impact on behavior and elicit a similar heightened social comparison motivation. To test this theory, we carried out a control field experiment involving a German zoo. During the period of the experiment, all customers at the zoo were allowed to pay whatever they wanted for the entrance. Some customers were in addition asked to opt in or opt out of competition, in which the customers who paid the highest entrance fee among the competitors could win a prize. The study found that the pay-what-you-want customers who were aware of this competition but did not participate in it paid a higher entrance fee compared to the other pay-what-you-want customers who were unaware of the competition. The study demonstrated that customers who were aware of the competition but opted not to participate in it were influenced by the very existence of competition and subsequently paid a higher price. By understanding the mere presence of competition and the impact it has on behavior beyond those that are competing, we can start to think differently about how we approach and think about competition in a social and professional context.
That was Raghabendra Casey of Rollins College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.